to another episode of The Guild Life, your official podcast for Guild Launch. This is Mike, and I've got Slater with me. What's going on?
Not a thing. How you doing?
Good. Just working.
I know how that goes.
I'm ready for this week to be over, I think. Even though it's dark and gloomy outside.
Yeah. I'm just excited for Pathfinder tonight.
Yeah, well, that too. So we'll jump right into it. Other than Pathfinder, what are we playing right now?
For me, it's mostly tabletop. I've been playing Squatter still. I'm leveling another alt, which is not surprising.
Nice.
But I'm working on a GURPS campaign and playing in a Star Wars tabletop game.
Very cool. I've been playing some Squatter recently and switched servers. So now basically all the Guild Launch employees are on the same server. You'd think that would have just happened anyway, but I guess with all of us having different circles of friends and different preferences and stuff, it didn't. But
yep.
So now we're on the same server, and I'm working on like my 7th alt, so it's taken a while.
7th? Yeah. You're slowing down. I'm on my, what, 18th?
I guess, yeah. No, you're right, because that's a pretty low alt number. We're both a bit altaholics.
Yes, so. We're altastic.
So, and other than that, I've been checking out, very briefly, because it just came out today or yesterday, the new Minecraft patch.
So, nice. I like the jungle biome.
It's awesome. Some of the trees, I mean, they're like 30 or 40 blocks tall. They're amazing. And I created a single-player server just to test things out, and I go in creative mode. I find the tallest tree, which is a square above the clouds. And I build just a row of blocks from that to as high as you can possibly go. And when I stand on it, my entire continent looks like this little tiny island. Because you can go so much higher now.
So wait, how you can go higher above the clouds now?
Yeah, so one of the things they added in this patch was double your height, the height distance. And before, it was 64 blocks above water level was the highest you could build, which is where the clouds were. And now you can go 128 blocks above sea level. They didn't raise the clouds, though, so the clouds... I haven't tried to see if they fixed the thing where the clouds go through the buildings yet, but it's pretty cool. So I hadn't seen any cats or anything yet. But
nice. That'll be fun, though.
Yeah, I think so. I'm looking forward to it. I hope we get our server upgraded today or tonight so I can jump in this weekend.
Well, I think we have to wait for a bucket to update, don't we?
Single player it is. So, yeah, that's all I got.
For me, it's tabletop, it's Squatter, and pretty much every Steve Jackson game known to mankind.
Nice.
I found out that they have zombie dice on the iPad, so I've been playing that a lot.
Very cool.
But I think that's it for me.
I guess I'm not playing it yet, but I will be hopefully soon. Our friend, our community manager over at Turbine, named Serafina Brennan, she has created a pen and paper RPG that's been funded through Kickstarter, and I want to say she said it was like 8 hours or 10 hours completely funded.
Wow.
So Kickstarter's been on fire the last like month, and it's insane. So I funded it. I'm looking forward to it. It's a game where the premise is there's this technology called Dream Technology, and it's owned by these different companies, and using the technology, you can make anything your mind can imagine. There's a cost, and it's hefty. But it can be made.
This is the one where it's talking about like a rocket launcher that shoots velociraptors, right?
Yes. Yes. Rocket launchers with velociraptors. And they got all kinds of fun stuff. So it has kind of a Shadowrun feel to it because it's main corporations that own the technology. There's, I want to say 6, but there might be 7 of them.
All right.
At war with each other. And you, the players play as for one of the corps, essentially, and they're trying to go on missions to sabotage or get back or whatever. I mean, you know how the paper game works. So
very cool.
Yeah, soon, TM. And congratulations to Serafina on getting that out because that's fantastic.
Congratulations.
So speaking of Serafina, here's my train of thought. Serafina game companies, places where game companies are going to be. What are we doing next week?
We're working.
Oh, that's right.
But Steven, our boss, basically, the CEO.
The man. He's the man.
Yeah, the man is going to be at GDC.
He is. And I'm jealous because I think this year's GDC is going to be fantastic.
Now, what is GDC?
It's the Gamers Developer. Gamer Developer. It's either Gamers or Gamer. Developer or Developers Conference. I'm not sure where the plural is.
Might it be Development?
No. It's no, definitely it's not.
Definitely developer.
It's Developer, but it could be pluralized. I'm not sure which one's I always mess it up. So. It's
so GDC.
you get a lot of new announcements and stuff. It's think of it kind of like a PAX or a like an E3, except nice. It's not video game exclusive. You get a lot of like Apple might announce their next revision on Apple TV. Google might announce their own TV system. You see a lot of gaming peripherals coming out at GDC and stuff like that, in this particular GDC.
Nice. That'll be a lot of fun, then.
So,
for Steven.
Yeah, for Steven.
And we'll try to get the inside scoop from Steven. So.
Yeah, we'll try. I think he's going to be having fun to let us know what's happening.
Yeah. We're hoping that...
The rain has started.
Yeah, it's all good. I'll be able to see it when I go back to my desk with my new window... complete with new plant.
So, we're going to move... we're going to start talking about our community site. For listeners out there, the name of the show is The Guild Life. And if you go to theguildlife.com, you go to the Guild Launch community site. That's
my mind is blown.
So That's confusing and totally unexpected. So, theguildlife.com, as I'm sure we've mentioned in the past... is our community site. So come by, post, check it out. But we had a question come up. It's been about a month now, but we've had lots of responses. So the question was, there's an officer problem in the guild. How would you handle it? And what Chafgar says is that the officer in question does not contribute to the website. He rarely communicates with members in-game, but he's the first person to complain if something's going wrong, in his opinion. Much like someone else that we know.
Yeah, really I think we all know someone like that who is rarely constructive with their criticism.
That's right.
That's about as politically correct as I can say.
So he says other officers are starting to know and realize it's happening more often, and so they're trying to figure out how a diplomatic way to handle it.
Has he talked to him yet?
He said he has. They've spoken with him, and at the time of the post anyway, there's been no change in his dedication or enthusiasm, as it was put. So, in this situation, you never want to lose a member.
Right.
Even if I assume if they got to officer status, they were at one point a good member, probably. So, without just kicking him out of the guild, which I think is maybe a lot of people's first thoughts... what would be the best way to handle it, in your opinion?
Well, that is my initial first thought. There does come a time when maybe you should just, cut your losses, basically. If someone isn't contributing, if they're being cantankerous, then sometimes you just gotta let them find someplace that's better suited for their needs.
Sure.
But you can also talk to them, just try to figure out where the disconnect is. No, I don't think anyone is intentionally... well, I don't think most people are going to be intentionally disruptive. So it's most likely that he doesn't realize what's going on. And if the officer and the guildmaster have differing views on what his responsibilities are supposed to be, maybe just, sitting down and asking him, what do you think you're supposed to be doing? Here's what I think you're supposed to be doing. Why aren't you doing what I think you're supposed to be doing?
Absolutely, and I think that could go a long way. If the guild in question or any guild hasn't really properly defined the roles in the guild, maybe the guy, the officer just doesn't really know what's expected of him.
And this isn't the guild's fault, of course, but some people just, I know that when I became an officer in my first guild, it's like, oh, okay, I'm an officer. That's nice.
Yeah, what did it mean?
And I had a title.
Exactly.
And then people started talking to me and expecting me to know things, and I was very confused. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. Well, you're an officer.
Right.
But what? So?
Exactly. I think another issue is that a lot of people like being an officer. They love the title and the position of power. But, like you were saying, they don't know what it means or what to do. And a lot of people, in a more casual guild, maybe it doesn't come up, but these guys are fairly serious. You know, being an officer and you know, guild master and any of that position of power is a lot of work. It's fun for some people. I love running a guild, but it's work. It's a 24/7 job.
The extent of my involvement in guilds is making half amusing comments.
Yeah.
So
I know.
Yeah, I was actually an officer in his guild at one point. How do we resolve that?
Which guild?
I think it was Ziltoidian Overlords. Oh, we moved games.
Yeah. I tend to run very casual guilds because I'm constantly switching servers or changing games out, and so we don't. In my guild, being an officer just means you have some elevated permissions to access guild bank or to recruit members or to promote members, that sort of thing. But you know, I'm a stickler for control, so even like Slater, I've known for 6 years, and there's 7 years now, 6 or 7 years, and I would never, even though I trust him, I would never give him full access to my World of Warcraft bank. There's nothing in it, and I would never give it to you. And not because I think you'd do anything bad or wrong or steal it. I just can't let go of that control, and that's me.
I'm with you.
So there you go, Chafgar. You got plenty of responses on the post, and it seems like most people are in agreement. You know, talk to the guy, let them know what your expectations are, define it for future officers.
And ultimately, if that doesn't work, sometimes you do have to let people go someplace else.
Yeah, it's hard. And from someone who has done support for Guild Launch for the last 5 years, make sure you remove their site permissions before you do that, because people get angry.
Yeah, it's like if... Exactly. And we don't like having to handle tickets of our former officer just trashed the guild site because he still has permissions.
Yeah.
Those aren't fun for anyone.
Not at all. So best of luck to you, and email us, post on the forums, tweet us, whatever it takes, and let us know what you ended up doing and what happened afterwards, because, you know, we'd like to know.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of the guild life, I don't think this is in the thread, but... Don't we have some new contests?
We do. It's just a giveaway, so there's nothing. You don't have to do anything. There's no winning. I guess you do have to do something. Go to theguildlife.com, and you'll see in the top right corner a tab that says prizes and giveaways. Excuse me. And in there, you'll see a giveaway for Global Agenda. And Global Agenda, for many people, may not immediately bring the game... But they did this entire campaign for a few months with no elves. And everything they did was, like, anti-elf. So, like, you know, they have, like, an elf. He kind of looked like a World of Warcraft elf casting a spell. And he had a casting bar and it was taking forever. And a Global Agenda guy uncloaks himself, pulls out a sniper rifle, and picks him off from a distance before a spell goes off. So, they're pretty amusing. They're really funny. Global Agenda is a third-person over-the-shoulder shooter. It's free to play. And they do territory control. So it's not like a Halo where you just go in and play a match and you're done. Like, your guild fights to own a piece of the world, and then you expand and take over, and you have to defend it from other guilds taking it from you.
That's pretty cool.
It's pretty awesome. So the codes we have are 3-day booster codes. And now what that means is the booster codes double your in-game experience when you do things, because it's a role-playing game, so you have levels.
Okay.
You get tokens to buy things. You get, or I think they're called credits. You get 5 agenda points, and those are detailed on the Global Agenda website. And so, anyway, 3 days, double experience, extra money, cool in-game items, all for free.
Sounds good to me.
The only catch is that we only have a limited amount of them, so...
So supplies are limited. Get them while they last.
Get them while they last. And do them immediately, as soon as you can. And check it out, because it's a pretty fun game.
Cool.
They're based out of Atlanta. We met them at Dragon Con a few years ago.
Nice.
Yeah, it's fun. Those guys are cool guys.
Very cool.
So, we just had a release. Tell us about it.
We've had a couple releases since our last podcast.
No, this is true.
And we've been still doing a lot of back-end stuff. We're... improving the servers. We're doing event server migration in the near future. And so we just did the first leg of that, getting everyone on the original Ventrilo system over to WHMCS,
right,
to our billing site. And most of what we've been doing is we have new templates out.
Okay.
We got two Guild Wars 2 templates out.
Sweet.
And the End of Nations template. And we have the auto login update. So it wasn't a major issue, but it's something we needed to fix going forward. So it shouldn't affect most users.
Okay.
But full patch notes and information on what we've updated with auto login and all that are available on the support site, which is support.guildlaunch.com.
Sweet. So you mentioned a vent server migration. I know we in our last episode we gave some save the date notices and heads up. Mm-hmm. I think we have an official date now. Do you know what that is?
I want to say it's March 13th.
Okay. So March 13th, save the date. We're going to be doing some Ventrilo server moves. We're moving to new hardware. There's going to be a new control panel. It's integrated with billing, just like we discussed last time.
Yeah, so your new voice CP, you won't have to go to a separate website. You'll just log into one website, and you'll be able to go from there. We've started selling Mumble servers as well. And so we're updating, we're making things bigger, stronger, faster, and trying to provide the best service that we can for our users.
So March 13th, and this is very important to note because we're moving your server to new hardware, and what that means is you will have a different host and port for your server. Your server information is going to change. Your channels, passwords, user setup, any permissions will all still be there, but you're going to have to update your members with new host and port information. So it'll be very easy. We'll get more into details on how it works before the 13th for sure, but make sure any rating, any event plans you have, if they're on the 13th, you may want to postpone them or expect your members to be a little late to Ventrilo. So just again, heads up.
Yep.
And what else do we got?
I think that's all for today.
Awesome. So it's rainy and yucky. I hope that clears up this weekend for us. Yeah. I hope everyone else has a good, nice, sunny weekend.
And if you don't, it's a good time to stay inside and slay more dragons.